From CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Chris Nichols. California is known for its stunning scenery, vibrant farmlands, and strong economy. But it's also known for its serious lack of affordability, especially when it comes to housing. High home prices, soaring rents, skyrocketing insurance costs, and enduring homelessness are felt across the state. Californians have repeatedly cited affordable housing among their top priorities. Governor Gavin Newsom has also made it a priority. He even proposed a new agency dedicated to housing and homelessness in January. The legislature recently agreed, and starting next summer, what's now known as the Business, Consumer Services, and Housing Agency will become two separate entities. We wanted to learn more about what this agency currently does and how the split will affect Californians. Secretary Tamika Moss has led the agency since February of last year. She joins us today. Secretary Moss, welcome to Insight.
Thank you so much for having me.
Secretary, you've been leading the agency for about a year and a half now. Tell us about your background and how you came to this role.
Well, I came to this role with probably more than two decades of experience working on the issues of housing and homelessness all across the Bay Area. And I've had an opportunity to know the governor since he was the mayor of San Francisco, and we worked together on a community court program in the Tenderloin neighborhood where we were diverting folks from incarceration in lieu of services that were directly connected to why folks were offending. So I've really had the chance of serving both as a practitioner, where I've run a direct service homelessness organization supporting families experiencing homelessness. I've also been able to work in government across a variety of spectrums, both in Oakland and in San Francisco, really thinking about how do we use our policy levers, our bully pulpits, to really support communities who are experiencing what I think is the issue of our time, which is our housing affordability and homelessness crisis. So when the governor asked me to join the administration a year and a half ago, really thinking about all of the work he had been doing over the last 6.5 years around the issue, really unprecedented investments and attention on this issue, it felt like the right choice to come into the agency and help him advance his goals.
Well, Secretary, with housing and homelessness as a background, you know how important it is for everyone to pull in the same direction, to get things done, and to really have a clear focus on your goals. So I'm wondering, when you took this job as Secretary, were you concerned at all about having to split your focus between business, consumer affairs, and housing?
You know, I wasn't concerned. I was intrigued. I was curious at how the interplay of both parts of our portfolio, the business consumer services side, as well as the housing and homelessness side, interacted with one another. You know, the business consumer services side, we license more than 4 million professionals and businesses across the state. You know, we regulate our core industries, cannabis, alcohol beverage control. So I was so curious from a continuous learning perspective, how are we leveraging all of those touch points with Californians as we try to address our housing and homelessness crisis? Because in my mind, economic stability and security is directly tied to how folks afford their lives in California. So I was really excited to get to know these incredible professionals on both sides of our portfolio. But at the same time, having worked on this issue for so long, it did strike me that both these portfolios are critical to California's success. Right? We need a California that is affordable for everyone who lives here. And we need an economy and workforce and economic opportunities that facilitate that affordability. And it just seemed like the time to elevate these two core issues to a cabinet level leadership, cabinet level agency, so that we can secure ongoing focus and support for these policy issues. So not concerned, but intrigued and wondering how we might be able to continue to improve the state's work on these critical issues.
Well, you referenced the coming change, the reorganization, splitting this agency into two. We're curious, what does that split mean for you? Will there be a new housing secretary?
Yes. So the proposal, the governor's proposal to reorganize BCSH means that there will now be two cabinet level agencies. One, our Business Consumer Services Agency, which will encompass all of our regulatory departments. So ABC, Cannabis, Consumer Affairs, Department of Financial Innovation and Protection, all of those that really regulate and enforce how our folks who are licensed interact with state government. And then on the housing and homelessness side, we will be able to really integrate. Right now, we have more than 16 different state departments across state government that touch housing and homelessness. Some of that is organized through our work on the Interagency Council on Homelessness, where we have all of those entities that try to work together with solutions to address our homelessness crisis. But we need a much more coherent and harmonized system to finance our housing in California, to make it faster and cheaper to build housing, to make sure our policies and programs are seamless for our external stakeholders. So that's what's exciting about this opportunity, that we are able to stand up these two agencies and really focus on the work at hand and build on all of the incredible work that this legislature and administration has done. So yes, there will be two secretaries for each of the agencies.
And your particular role, is there a process for determining what role you'll play in the future?
Yes, I am likely to, given my expertise and the governor's desire, would be on the housing and homelessness side. But I think that process will go through our appointments process, and the governor will certainly decide those two roles. The reorganization in terms of the formal separation of both agencies will culminate on July 1st of 2026. So we are just beginning the implementation process and working out some of those details.
Right. Still very early in the process. But as you know, of course, there's been critics who have raised concerns about this. When it comes to the reorganization, Ray Pearl, who leads the California Housing Consortium, he was quoted in a recent CalMatters article saying, quote, simply moving people around and giving them a new business card doesn't change the system. So I'm wondering, how will you make sure that this reorganization is more than just moving people around?
Yeah, I think it's a great question. And, you know, we've heard that critique as a part of this process. And what I would say very directly is I did not come into this role to support the governor's effort to reorganize these two agencies to move the deck chairs. I have been working on this issue for 20 plus years in California, really gleaning insight from an external and internal perspective. What are the ways that we can really address the pain points of how housing is built in California, our regulatory system, our administrative hurdles? I don't want the state to be an impediment for our development partners to build housing faster and more and cheaper. And so this effort is to really look at how do we go top to bottom within every department that will be within the new agency. We're doing change management. We're doing cultural change. We're really establishing a mission and a vision for this new agency where every employee will be rowing in the direction of making housing more accessible to every Californian who needs it. Trying to figure out how do we actually end and prevent homelessness in California? Because the fact is, we have a lot of solutions that work. But because we have been so fractured and disparate across a variety of different departments and not really aligning our processes, that's what this reorganization is about. How do we harmonize so that we have one application process? How do we make sure that the timelines for various funding sources better align so that projects get fully funded? Those are the kinds of challenges that we're trying to resolve with this reorganization. So it requires us to do the hard work of pulling back the covers and seeing where we have strengths and challenges and taking the leadership to fix those. And that's what this reorganization is about for me and for the governor.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. If you're just joining us, we're talking with Secretary Tamika Moss about the plan to split the Department of Business, Consumer Services, and Housing into two separate agencies. Secretary, the Little Hoover Commission, the state's government's independent oversight agency, they reviewed the governor's reorganization plan before it passed in the legislature. And in its final report, the commission recommended that the governor and treasurer strike a deal to create a unified application and a review process. You referenced creating a unified application for all the affordable finance programs. What's being done to pursue that?
Well, I have to say, you know, the Treasurer's Office has been an incredible partner in the affordable housing space, allocating tax credits and bonds and really working with our internal and external partners on the Tax Credit Allocation Committee, which the head of HCD, which sits under my agency, is a part of. It really has been a great partnership to see how efficiencies can be had, to understand how to set up those tax credits and bonds for the affordable housing dollars that are coming from HCD or our Housing Community Development Department. So, you know, we continue to work with the Treasurer's Office on how to make sure that we are looking at that harmonization and integration for the full housing spectrum. You know, the Treasurer's Office and tax credits are critically important, as are CalHFA's investments on single family home ownership. Like, how do we get more homeowners who are low income or moderate income folks? So we are looking at this really comprehensively around how do we work with our human services agency, which actually holds a great deal of resources to address our housing and homelessness crisis. How do we bring those folks to the table so that we can truly look at our housing continuum as one system and allocating the resources where appropriate along that continuum? So I'm super excited to continue the work that we've already been doing with the Treasurer's Office and other state government partners to make sure that we will deliver on California's promise of building 2.5 million homes over the next many years and making sure that we can do that quickly so that fewer and fewer of our neighbors are housing insecure or experiencing homelessness in our state.
Secretary, we have just about a minute left, but back to sort of your overall leadership role for the agency. What's maybe one thing you wish people knew more about when it comes to the services provided by your agency?
Well, you know, that's such a great question. I would want folks just to know that state government is working for them. You know, it's we're in a time when there's a lot of skepticism around government, and understandably so. And I have been a public servant for most of my career, and to be able to serve with the more than 10,000 employees across our agency who show up every day, mission focused, delivering their best to making sure that the programs and services that we offer to Californians are as accessible and effective as possible, that is our goal. And I want folks to know that this reorganization is not just an exercise for us. It's our job to continuously improve the way that we serve our residents. And that is what this is about. And BCSH has been committed to that since 2012 when it was formed, and will continue under this new configuration to serve Californians as effectively and efficiently as we can.
Secretary Moss, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks so much for the time. I really appreciate it.
Tamika Moss is the Secretary of the California Department of Business, Consumer Services, and Housing. Up next, what does Governor Gavin Newsom have against solar power? We'll talk with a Mother Jones reporter about state and utility opposition to adopting rooftop solar. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Chris Nichols.